请正。
But before we start, let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
在我开始做见证之前呢，我们一同低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Actually, it's quite a coincidence that Preacher Huang chose this hymn that we just sang. Thanks to God.
那我觉得非常意外刚刚这个黄传道选了这首诗394首。
That's one of my favorites.
这是我非常喜欢的诗里面的其中一首。
Because it truly expresses how I feel.
因为它真的在诉说我所有的这个心情。
Through good times, through bad times, I really thank God.
不管是在平顺的时候，或是在低落的时候，我真的都很感谢神。
I thank God that you know I grew up not having to worry about food, clothing, or shelter.
那我很感谢神，我是在一个不用担心说这个吃啊、穿啊、甚至住的地方这样的一个环境。
And for the most part, I've had pretty good health.
那一般来说呢，我也拥有这个健康。
I'm able to smile. I can, you know, work with my hands. I can walk, run.
那我也可以对人家微笑，可以动手动脚做一些活动。
And I also thank God for putting people in my life who have helped shape me into the person I am today.
那我也感谢神在我生命当中安排一些人来帮助我来塑造我自己。
First, I'm going to talk about how I came to believe.
那首先我要跟大家见证说我是怎样来信神的。
And then second, how I was before I came to know God.
那我想要跟各位分享说，在我来信主之前是什么样子。
And third, how I became the person I am today.
那再来是我怎样变成我今天现在这样的自己。
Thank God, Sister Maggie Huang was introduced to my mom, who was a real estate broker at the time.
那我很感谢当时有一个姐妹叫Maggie 这个黄姐妹她当时是做这个房地产的，那她是。
是我妈妈。
哦，是我介绍给我妈妈。
Yeah, because she was looking for a house, and so that's how they got to know each other.
哦，抱歉，是 your mom's 房地产。
Yeah.
抱歉，是当时我妈妈是做房地产的，那这个姐妹来找我妈，因为当时要买房子。
Uh-huh. And so, she really has a heart for the Lord, and so she invited my mother to come to church.
那这个姐妹对这个神非常热心，所以她邀请我的母亲来这个真耶稣教会。
And so it was through her that through my mom that my brother and I came.
所以之后也是借着我的母亲，那我跟我哥哥有这个机会，
弟弟
有这个机会来到这个教会。
I remember the first time we attended a family service.
那我记得当时第一次来到这个所谓的家庭聚会的时候。
And I don't know what my brother was doing, but I opened my eyes and I was looking around.
我不是很确定说我弟弟当时在做什么，不过在祷告的时候我确定我是有张开眼睛然后左顾右盼的。
And I was nervous actually, and I actually laughed, not because I thought it was funny, but it was like a nervous laugh.
那当时呢我看到这个情况其实我很紧张，虽然我也笑出来，可是那不是因为觉得说这很好玩。
So, yeah, it's because, you know, I was nervous. Anyway, soThe second experience that I had was when the first time I actually stepped inside a church, Jesus Church.
那我第二个经验呢，是我第一次踏进真耶稣教会这个教堂里面来。
And that was in El Monte.
那当时是在这个 El Monte 这个教会。
This is before the existence of Cerritos, Irvine, Baldwin Park, etc.
那当时喜瑞都、尔湾跟伯恩这些教会都还没分设出来。
And I remember, I'm not sure if it was before or after the service, but probably after the service that I started wandering around the church premises.
那当时我不是很确定是在聚会前还是聚会后，我开始在怀疑这个教会这样的一个环境。
But I don't know if you've ever been to El Monte Church, but there's a room where they eat lunch.
我不知道你们有没有去过这个 El Monte 这个教会。那你们知道这个教会里面有一个地方是给人家吃饭的。
And it was there that it was empty, and there were a few chairs in there, and I sat down.
那当时这个房间是空着，那只有几张椅子在里面。
And as soon as I sat down, I felt very peaceful. It was a distinct feeling of being home, having arrived home.
那当时我找了一张椅子坐下来，然后突然我觉得说有这种很奇怪的这种平安的感觉，好像觉得说回到家里了。
Mm-hmm. But even though my actual home life wasn't that kind of feeling, but I just felt like I'm home.
我甚至可以说我平常在家里也没有这样的感觉，可是它就是给一种说在家的这样的感觉。
Mm-hmm. Now, my father, actually both of my parents grew up in a devout Buddhist, my grandparents on both sides were devout Buddhists.
那我的不管是祖父母还是外祖父母呢，他们都是很虔诚的佛教徒。
But for some reason, my parents didn't seem to have any type of religious beliefs.
可是不知道为什么，似乎我的双亲好像没有什么特别他们想要的一个宗教这个样子。
Perhaps it's because they came here, immigrated to the United States, relatively early.
也许是他们在他们比较年轻的时候就已经移民到美国来。
And so, because of that, I guess my mom was fairly open to knowing about God for that reason.
所以也有可能是因为这样的缘故，我的母亲呢对宗教这方面是比较开放的。
But strangely enough, my father actually he claimed himself to be an atheist.
那奇怪的是，我的父亲呢，他是自称呢他是无神论者。
And he prohibited my mom from allowing my brother and I to get baptized the same time that she did.
然后在那个时候呢，我父亲呢，他限制我的母亲呢，要就是不要让我们跟这个教会来做接触。
受洗。
尤其是到受洗这个地步的时候。
So it wasn't until 1 or 2 years later that I was finally able to be baptized.
那要一直到这个事件发生后的一两年之后，我才真的有办法来受洗。
And at that time, I really wanted to get baptized. I wanted to be saved.
那在那个时候，我是真的很希望可以受洗，因为我想要得救。
So when I was 10 years old,
所以当我十岁的时候，
I was baptized in Crystal River.
那我就在这个Crystal 河的这个地方受洗。
And after I came up out of the water,
那当我从这个水里面上来的时候，
I felt as if this heavy burden had been lifted off my shoulders.
我突然觉得说，好像一个很重的重担呢，从我这个肩上被卸了下来。
And it was odd because before I got baptized, I didn't think there was anything on my shoulders.
那这样的感觉真的是非常的奇怪，因为我记得在受洗以前，我从来没有对有这个重担的感觉。
But I truly believe that God allowed me to experience this to let me know that my sins had truly been forgiven and washed away.
所以我真的感谢神给我这样的一个体验，让我知道说我们的罪、我们重担已经被这个耶稣的宝血洗净了。
Now, what kind of burdens could a 10-year-old girl have?
那你也知道，一个十岁的女孩能有什么样的重担呢？
Like I said, you know, I didn't have any physical wants.
就像我之前提到的，我并没有什么物质上的需求。
But spiritually speaking, I was in dire need of God and His grace.
可是从属灵上的角度来说的话，我真的是非常的需要神。
It's because I was very lonely. I was a loner. In English, that means you don't have any friends.
那我也可以跟你们这样说，当时我其实并没有什么朋友。
Besides my brother and my distant cousin Angie, I had no one else to play with.
除了我的弟弟跟我一个远亲叫做 Angie 以外，其实我没有什么人 来作伴。
And so oftentimes during, and since they were younger than I was, I often just, during recess, I would just hang out in the corner somewhere or just walk around by my, play by myself.
那啊，这里我这个远亲跟我弟弟都对我来讲，他们都太小，所以很多时候在休息的时候，我都只能一个人在角落里面做我自己的事情。
And another thing was I pitied myself.
那很多时候我都会可怜我自己。
I just felt like I just felt sorry for myself.
很多时候我都觉得说自己是很可怜的。
And for this reason, I was very timid and shy at school.
所以也许是因为这样的缘故，我在学校里面我都给人家一种我很内向的感觉。
But paradoxically, I was very bad-tempered at home.
可是非常两极化的是，我在家里我脾气非常的暴躁。
And I hated myself.
有些时候我甚至会讨厌自己。
I often wished that I could be someone else.
那很多时候我都希望说，如果我是别人的话，那该有多好。
And every time I looked in the mirror.
很多时候我在照镜子的时候。
All I could see was a stupid, ugly, unlovable, useless person.
那很多时候我在照镜子，我都会觉得说，这个人是丑陋的、不可爱的、没用的。
And oftentimes I just wanted to die.
那很多时候我都有这个想要死的这个想法。
But at the same time, I was too chicken to try to kill myself.
可是很多时候我觉得我没有这个勇气去做这件事情。
Thank God for that.
那感谢神，他并没有让我这样做。
I guess it's because both outside of home and at home, I faced a lot of hardships.
那很多时候我觉得不管是在家里还是在学校我都面对这样的非常困难的情况。
At the time, I was born in the U.S.
那我是在美国出生的。
And at the time, when I was in, when I was 4 years old, we moved to Diamond Bar.
那我在四岁的时候，我们搬到这个 Diamond Bar。
And at the time, there weren't, it's not like it is now, where it's 60% Asian.
那当时的情况跟今天情况不一样，今天的情况是那个地方是有60%的华人，那当时并不是如此。
When I was little, there were only maybe 3 Asian families at the time.
那在我三岁的时候，那个地方大概整个地区只有3户的中国人。
So due to their ignorance, I don't think they were trying to be mean on purpose, but due to their ignorance, a lot of my Caucasian classmates or schoolmates would make fun of me.
尤其是当时是因为他们的疏忽或者无知，那他们常常会开我的玩笑。
They would actually say some bad words.
那有些时候他们甚至会对我讲脏话。
Actually, that's how I learned how to say bad words. It was through them.
那也是因为这样的经验，我学到很多脏话。
I still remember at school, I would use bad words towards the teacher innocently. I didn't know that they were bad words. I just used them all the time until one day my teacher said, "Phoebe, don't use those kinds of words." And I said, "Why?"
那很多时候，因为我就是在无意识之间学到这些脏话，那我甚至会跟老师对老师说这些脏话，直到有一，而且我并不觉得说这是一件错事，直到有一天老师跟我说，Phoebe, 你不应该这样讲，这些你讲的东西是脏话。
And sometimes I was bullied.
有些时候我也认为
bullied.
我相信。
No, bullied means some kids beat up on me.
You bullied?
Beat.
Beat. Oh, okay. 那有些时候这个。这个其他的小孩还会打我。
I remember one time I was in kindergarten and I was waiting in line to get on the bus.
那有一次就在小学的时候，然后你知道要上公车前要排队。
To go home.
然后当然是要回家的时候。
And a kid behind me, an older boy behind me, started kicking me and hitting me.
那 排在我后面的那个男孩呢，他比我大，然后他就开始了又踢又打。
But the teacher just stood by and pretended like she didn't see it.
啊，可是这个当时有老师在场，可是他却装作好像没有看到这个样子。
And another time, while Angie and I were walking to our bus stop to go to school.
那又有一次，那我跟我的这个远亲 Angie 呢，要去公车站呢，搭公车去学校。
We had to cross this field.
那我们必须经过一个广场。
And three boys were waiting in the field to throw rocks at us.
那在这个广场呢，有三个男孩已经早就在那边埋伏好了，然后他们丢
石头。
哦，丢石头，嘿。
And of course, we didn't just stand there and go, "Hey, try and hit us." We took off.
那当然，我们是不会呆呆站在那边给他丢，我们也是从那个地方跑掉。
But even so, we did get hit by the rocks, and it was painful.
虽然我们试着要想要远离现场，不过我们还是免不了被几颗石头打到。
And another time, when I was sitting on the bus, a bully came by, and I think he said some kind of derogatory term.
那有一次在等公车的时候，有几个想要欺负我们的人，一个要欺负我们的人过来，然后我相信，我认为他当时可能对我们讲一些
derogatory, like a bad word.
好像不好的话。
And so I kind of just said, "Shut up," like that. I didn't really hit him either.
所以那当时我就跟他说，我没有真的打他，我只是跟他说，你可以闭嘴。
And he turned around and punched me in the nose, and I started bleeding.
然后这个人马上传过来，然后就给我从我脸就打给我一拳，然后我就开始流血。
And the bus driver called both of us up and said, "You know, you're not supposed to fight."
然后这个开公车的司机就把叫上来，然后说你们不应该打架。
And so I got written up, and a couple of days later, maybe it was the next day, when I was in my homeroom.
所以可能过一天还是过几天以后，那我在我的这个
homeroom.
Kind of room.
The room where you the main teacher is at.
就是你的导师的这个房间里面。
The telephone rang, and after she hung up, she said, "Phoebe, go to the principal's office."
然后那个时候，这个导师接到一个电话，然后他放下电话跟我说，那你现在要去校长室。
And at that time, I don't know about now, but at that time, if you get called to the principal's office, it's because you did something really, really bad, or you're going to get an award.
那当时呢，我不知道今天的情况怎么样。那在当时呢，如果你是被叫到校长室，你不是做得很好，要接受颁奖，要不然就是你闯了大祸。
And I knew for sure I wasn't getting any kind of award.
那当时我很清楚，知道说我一定不是去接受颁奖的。
So I nervously went to the principal's office and I sat down.
所以我去了校长室，然后坐下来。
And the principal said, "Phoebe, do you know that fighting is a serious crime?"
然后这个校长跟我说，Phoebe, 你知道打架是一个严重的罪行，你知道吗？
And I was like, mm-hmm. And I was, you know, telling myself, "Don't cry, don't cry." But of course, I cried.
那当时我就想要控制自己的情绪。那不过没办法，我还是掉了眼泪。
And then later on, I got a note sent home to my parents saying that I was involved in a fight.
然后不久之后呢，我就从学校这个通知就寄到家里来说。我牵扯到这个打架的事件。
And instead of hearing my side of the story, my parents automatically assumed that I really was in a fight.
那他们并没有直接的听我的解释，他们就直接认为说我是真的是参与这个打架事件里面的这个人。
And I don't think they really understood what I was going through in school.
那他们当时对我在学校情况并不是很清楚。
Often, you know, and another time I was on the monkey bars. You know, in elementary schools they have these bars where you can climb up.
那在这个小学里面有这个游乐设施，那有像这种栏杆或者楼梯之类，你可以爬。
And one time this girl just shoved me. When I was at the very top, she shoved me off.
那 我记得有一次我已经在这个楼梯的顶端，结果突然一个女孩把我推了下来。
And I fell backwards and landed on my back.
那是往后，我是往后倒，然后背朝地。
Actually, that's one of the many times where God has protected my life. I could have broken my neck. I mean, thank God there was grass at the bottom. It was very painful, and I couldn't get up for a while. But thank God I was able to get up.
那现在想想，真的感谢神，他因为通常这样跌下来的人，不是脖子会有问题，就是背有问题，或是甚至脊椎断掉都有可能。可是感谢神虽然说很痛。要躺在那边一段时间，不过今天到今天为止还没有什么特别大的问题。
Now, at home, I face similar difficulties.
那回到家以后，我是遇到类似这样的情况。
I remember when I was before we moved to Diamond Bar, we lived in Monterey Park.
那我们搬到 Diamond Bar 以前，我们是住在Monterey Park.
And I remember I must have been three, and my brother was2 years old.
那我当时大概是三岁，那我弟弟差不多两岁。
And I still distinctly remember telling my brother, "Hey, let's leave, let's run away from home."
那我到现在还清楚地记得说，我当时还跟我弟弟说，嘿，我们逃家吧。
And I remember packing my elephant pillow and a blanket.
我还记得我当时把那个。我在打包我那种很大的枕头，然后还有这个
小小的枕头
枕头，然后还有还有这个棉被。
And then I held my brother's hand and we tried to run away from home, but we didn't get very far because the police saw us and figured out where we lived and took us back.
那我们是真的有把它做出来，只是在途中的时候被警察遇到，又带我们回家了。
And another time, I think I must have been 6 or 7 years old, and my father often had to drive to Monterey Park, because at that time we were living in Diamond Bar, and there weren't any Chinese supermarkets or anything like that, so we had to drive at first to Chinatown, but then later on, Monterey Park, there were some Chinese supermarkets there.
那在我六七岁的时候，那因为这个 Diamond Bar 没有太多这个中国商店，所以
There were none, actually.
其实当时一个都没有。那我们常常在周末时候需要去这个中国城，然后自己以后迁到这个 Monterey Park。
So while my mom was at home, my dad took both my brother and I to the supermarket in Monterey Park.
所以 ，When your mom's not there?
I guess she was busy. My mom was busy and she stayed at home to do other stuff.
所以当我的母亲在忙的时候呢，我爸爸就会带我们去这个 Monterey Park 去购物。
And I remember afterwards, I think maybe my brother and I, fought. I mean, little kids, they fight with each other, but it's nothing serious.
那你知道小孩子，像我跟我弟弟小的时候，那因为还小嘛，所以有时候难免会争吵，会打架。
And so the way that my dad wanted to punish us was by locking us out of the car. He went inside and, all the groceries were already inside, and my brother and I just stood outside.
那他处罚我们的方式就是他把所有买的东西，这些食物，还有他都放在车子里面。那他自己也会进到车子里面，可是我们会被锁在外面。
And I thought to myself, oh great, I don't even know where we live. How can we get home?
然后那个时候我会想说，哦，糟糕，那
I didn't even know our phone number or address.
我们根本不知道我的住址、我的电话，我要怎么回家？
And another time, at that time, my mom saved and scrimped to get a piano and allow me to take piano lessons.
那有一次，这个我妈
when I was five,
在我五岁的时候she bought a piano. 她买了一个钢琴，所以我当时可以有这个机会去上钢琴课。
We didn't have a lot of money, but she really worked hard and saved money for me to be able to do this.
那我们。当时并不是很有钱，可是我妈拼命的存钱，然后让我有办法来学这个钢琴。
But as you know, children don't like to practice.
可是你们也知道，这小孩子最讨厌做的事情就是练习。
And I remember, but when I did practice, my father would yell at me.
那我真的在练习的时候，我的爸爸还会骂我。
Because it's noisy, and he wanted to watch his favorite TV program at that time.
因为 当你不是很高阶的时候，你其实很吵。然后当时他又想看他想要看的电视。
And at that time, my mom had opened up a restaurant, which was about a 10-minute drive from our home, Diamond Bar.
那当时我妈在 Diamond Bar， 超离我家十分钟的距离，她开了一家这个餐厅。
And so while she was at the restaurant, my father would, after school, my brother and I would go home, and then my father would drive and pick us up to take us back to the restaurant to help out.
所以这个每天下学之后呢，那我跟我弟弟会回家，然后我爸会回来载我们再到这个餐厅去帮忙。
And so one day when he came home to pick us up.
然后有一天他回来载我们的时候。
For some reason, he told me to sit down at the piano and to play a song.
然后他叫我坐在这个钢琴旁边，然后叫我弹一首歌。
Now he knew that I had already learned it because there was a sticker on the page.
那他知道说我已经学过那首歌，因为在那一个那一页上面有一个这个贴纸。
But because I was so nervous and I hadn't practiced, I just froze. I couldn't play it, and I told my dad I couldn't play it.
那个时候，因为刚学，然后又很紧张，所以我当时就定在那边，然后跟我爸说，我没办法弹。
So he said he flipped the second page and there was a star there, and he said, try this one.
然后他翻到另外一页，然后那一页上面有一个星星在上面，他说那弹这一页。
And again, I couldn't.
然后同样的事情又发生，我没办法弹。
So he said, "This is your last chance." He flipped the page again, and he said, "This is your last chance."
然后他翻到另外一页，然后对我说，这是你最后一次的机会。
And I couldn't play it. I was petrified.
那当时我真的没有办法。
And so he got out a bamboo stick and started beating me.
然后之后呢，他就拿起这个竹 bamboo stick
bamboo
这种藤条，然后就开始打我。
And he kept beating me until it broke in half, and still kept beating me.
然后当时他打得非常凶，打到这藤条都断了，他还在打。
And he also slapped my face.
然后他也裹了我几个巴掌。
And even after my nose started bleeding, he kept going at it.
然后他虽然打到流鼻血，他还是继续的在打。
And I felt bad for my brother who was standing nearby, and he felt helpless. He couldn't help me.
那当时我对我弟弟觉得非常抱歉，因为他就站在那边看。虽然他很想帮忙，可是他又觉得非常无助，不知道怎么办。
And another time when my father, well, okay, at that time I didn't tell my mom because I thought she hated me.
那当时呢，我并没有把这个事情告诉我妈妈，因为我觉得说我妈可能讨厌我。
Yeah, that's why I quietly cleaned up, you know, the blood and everything, and I didn't tell my mom because I thought she hated me.
所以我就静静的把这个现场处理干净，把血擦干净，因为我真的觉得我的妈妈不是很喜欢我。
Because like I said, I had a bad temper.
因为就像我之前提到了，我的脾气不是很好。
At home.
在家里的时候。
And because of that, one day my father made me kneel down. Actually, my father often made my brother and I kneel down.
那有一天，我的爸爸叫跪下来，虽然他常常叫我跟我弟要跪下来。
And while we were kneeling down, he would slap us, and you know, sometimes he would make us kneel for hours until we fell asleep kneeling down.
那我很多时候我跪下来的时候，他会打我们巴掌，或是叫我们跪很久，跪到会睡着。
But I remember one time where my dad was, it was just me kneeling down, and he was slapping me, and he said, "Phoebe, you're such a bad girl."
然后我记得有一次，我跪了下来，然后他也打我巴掌，然后还对我说，Phoebe, 你真的是一个很不好的女孩。
You're so bad that even your mom hates you.
你真的是有够坏的，甚至你妈都讨厌你。
So, you know, being the older child, just as a kid, you believe what an adult will tell you.
那一个小孩当然会相信你的爸爸对你所说的事情。
And when you're the older child, you don't know that the younger sibling needs more care, more time from the mom. So you don't understand that kind of dynamic until you're older, obviously.
那 比较大的小孩当然也不会了解说比较小的你的弟弟或妹妹甚至弟弟或妹妹也需要花比较多的时跟需要母亲的时间要多一点。
So anyway, another time, my father came home, and he tried to teach me trigonometry.
有一次我爸回来，他试着想要教我说这个三角函数这个数学。
But remember, I was still in elementary school.
可是，在当时，你们知道我还是小学的学生。
I had barely memorized the multiplication table.
那个时候我才刚记得，才刚背完九九乘法表。
And anyway, he explained for like an hour, and then he wanted to quiz me.
然后他花了差不多一个小时的时间来解释这些概念，然后他还要出这个小考来考我。
But because I couldn't answer correctly, he got a metal ruler, the one that you know can bend like this, but it's really hard. It's made of metal.
那你也知道，因为我没办法回答他所问的问题，那他当时就拿出这个铁尺。
And he told me to extend my hands out.
然后叫我把手伸出来。
And I was afraid, so I kept pulling back like this. But he said, if you pull back again, I'm going to hit you even harder.
然后因为我怕被打，所以会反射性的缩起来。可是我爸就对我说，你如果再缩的话，我要打更用力。
So you know, it was so painful, but I just bore it.
那现在想起来，当真的是很痛，可是没办法。一定要接受。
Another time when we were at the restaurant, I remember my father did something to my mom's car so that it wouldn't start.
那记得有一次在这个餐厅帮忙的时候，我不知道我爸做了什么，事情，这个车就是没办法发动。
So he took off in his own car to go home and left the rest of us stranded at the restaurant.
所以他自己有一台车，所以他开了另外一台车走，然后剩下的人就卡在那边，不知道怎么办。
And the only place that we could sleep was the back office, which had no windows.
那我们唯一可以在这个餐厅，唯一可以睡到的地方就是后面的这个办公室，然后是没有窗户。
And anyway, as I was laying on the cold floor, I thought to myself, you know, this must be what it feels like to be in a coffin.
那我当时躺在这个很冰冷的这个地上睡觉的时候，我那时候在想说，大概在棺材里面的感觉就是这个样子嘛。
Because it was pitch dark.
因为当时是非常暗的。
And another time, when my dad went home to pick my brother and I up.
那有一次说他回下来，在我跟我弟弟的时候
，He said, Phoebe, Eddie, sit down.
然后他对我们，
on the sofa.
他对我们说，Phoebe 跟 Eddie 坐到这沙发上面。
And I remember I started trembling. Actually, my brother and I always trembled whenever he called our name because we were never sure what was going to happen.
那其实每次他叫我跟我弟弟的时候，我们都会不自觉的这个颤抖，因为我们根本不知道说接下来要发生什么事情。
And so as I was sitting down, I heard him tell me to pick from one of three choices.
那坐下来以后，他对我们说，你有三个选择让你选。
The first choice, live with your grandparents forever.
第一个跟你的祖父母永远的住在一起。
Number two, live with your uncle in Northern California forever.
或是跟你在北卡的叔叔
伯伯
呢一起住。
Or three, do you want to see God?
或者是最后一个，还是你要去见神
？And I was like, I don't want any of those choices.
那我当然在想了。这三个选择我没有一个想要的。
First of all, I didn't even know my grandparents. I had only seen them twice in my life.
那第一个，我只跟我的祖父母见过两次面而已。
Because my grandparents lived in Taiwan and we were here.
因为我的祖父母住在台湾，而我们住在美国。
And they only visited once, and we must have visited them once or twice, but I only remember I only remember one visit.
他可能来看过我们一次，那我们也回去一两次，可是我只记得一次而已。
And secondly, even though my uncle, my father's older brother, came down once a year, but I didn't really know him either.
虽然我的伯伯呢每年都会下来一两次，可是我真的不是很认识我的伯伯。
And I thought to myself, why can't I just stay at home with my mom?
然后那时候在想说，为什么我没办法就住在家里跟我的母亲在一起？
And the third one, I was thinking, what does that mean? What does see God mean?
那最后一个，我就更觉得奇怪，你说我去见神是什么意思？
And I thought in the back of my mind, does that mean like death?
那个意思是说叫我们去死吗？
And I told my dad I didn't want any of the choices.
那我当时我记得我跟我的父亲说，我都不要哎。
But he forced me to choose one.
可是他告诉我说，你一定要选一个。
So I just said, I didn't even say I want to see God. I just said I want the third choice.
我当时甚至没有说我要去见神，或者说。第三个选择。
And the way I reasoned, I just had to fool myself into thinking that maybe God is the name of a movie.
然后那个时候呢，有点想要在催眠自己，或者说服自己说，这个见神呢，这个神可能是一部电影
的名字。
一部电影的名字。
And so anyway, a couple of days, for the following one or two days, my father asked me the same three choices.
那接下来几天呢，我的爸爸一直问我一样的问题，这三个选择你要选哪个？你一定要选一个。
And again, I always chose the third one.
那很奇怪，我每次都选择最后一个。
And then one night, when my brother and I were already tucked in bed.
那记得之后一个晚上，我们已经准备要睡觉了。
Actually, my bedroom. Later on, it became my bedroom. But at the time when we were little, my mom put both of us in the same room so that it would be easier to take care of us.
哦，那这个房间接下来是以后是变我房。那可是，在以前小的时候呢，他都把这个房间让我跟我弟弟睡在这个房间，这样方便照顾。
And my parents' room was right next door.
那我父母的房间就是在另外一边。
And at that time, it was a Cinderella watch. So I could tell the time.
那我当时有一个这个 Cinderella 的这个手表，所以我知道那个时候几点了。
And I remember hearing electric knife sharpener going off downstairs. The room was right above the kitchen, so I heard this zzz, zzz, zzz sound.
Sharpener.
Yeah, knife sharpener.
Oh, knife sharpener. 那我当时呢
electric one.
在那个时间呢，突然听到有人有这个
磨刀
在磨刀。
电
子磨刀机在磨刀的声音。
And I remember looking at my watch and going, "It's 11 o'clock, or ten or 11 o'clock. Isn't it a little late to be cooking?"
然后我那时候看我手表，现在才10点11点，现在要煮饭是不是太晚了
？And you know, so I kind of tiptoed across the room and I opened the door to see what was going on or hear what was going on.
所以我那个时候就偷偷溜到这个门的旁边了，然后想要偷看一下，说：“哎，到底发生什么事情？”
And then, I heard my father's footsteps coming up, so I quickly closed the door as quietly as I could, and I jumped back in bed.
然后那时候我听到这个我爸爸的这个脚步声呢，也越来越接近我的房间，所以我赶快再溜回到这个床上。
And I pretended to fall asleep.
然后我假装睡着了。
But and then I told myself, please don't come in, don't come in, don't come in.
然后那时候一直跟自己说：“拜托，不要进来，不要进来。”
And you know, there was no lock on the door, but I probably wouldn't have locked it anyway.
那当时以前的门其实没有这个门锁设计，那我当然希望说，如果可以锁的话，那比较好。
But I wouldn't have locked it anyway, probably. I don't know.
可是可能当时的情况，我也没有机会把它锁起来。
Anyway, so he came in and flipped open my covers, turned on the light and.Took off my quilt. My blanket.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 那他当时走进来，把灯打开，然后把我棉被拉掉。
And in front of, he was holding this, you know, the butcher's knife, the kind that you chop meat, and he was holding it in front of my face, asking me to pick from one of those three choices.
然后他拿这个菜刀对着我，然后对我说：“这三个选择，你要选哪一个？”
And I was speechless and petrified. I couldn't even move. I couldn't say anything.
啊，当时那个时候呢，我已经整个吓呆了，我都不知道怎么办了。
And I guess I must have made some kind of, you know, whimpering sound, like, you know. And my mom heard, and she came in.
所以我想到那个时候，可能 可能紧张的时候可能发出了一些声音，然后被我妈听到，然后就过来看。
And I don't know what she said because at that time I didn't understand Mandarin.
那我不知道她当时说了什么，因为那个时候我的中文不是很好。
So I didn't know any Chinese at that time.
其实我不懂中文。
So I don't know what she said to him, but she finally calmed him down and he put the knife, like leaning, he put the knife on my bed.
然后他不知道用什么方法让我的爸爸冷静下来，然后他把刀放在我的床。
And of course, I didn't want to sleep in that bed anymore. And I tried. I took the knife and I leaned it against the bedpost.
那当然我有点不太敢在那个床上睡，然后把这个刀这个拿起来，然后对着这个墙。
And then I asked my brother if it would be okay to sleep with him.
然后我问我的弟弟说，我可不可以跟你一起睡。
So I cuddled up next to him in the twin size bed, and then I just thought of different plans that we could do to escape in case my father came back.
然后我就跟他挤在一起，然后当时一直在想说有没有第二个计划，如果我爸爸又折回来的话。
You know, I thought, okay, maybe we can escape out the window. You know, I could tie up some sheets and then escape that way. And I thought, but then what are we going to do? I don't have any money. How will we, you know, what can we do to eat? Or, you know, I just thought, what are we going to do?
You know, 我在当时想到也许可以把被单弄一弄，弄成一个绳子，然后从窗户里面跳出去。可是逃出去以后，我又没有钱，我怎么办呢？
And I thought, where are we going to live? Anyway, I told myself, don't sleep, don't sleep. But of course, I fell asleep finally.
那当时我一直告诉我自己说不可以睡着，不过没办法，还是睡着了。
Anyway, perhaps that's the reason why for the longest time I would wake up with nightmares.
也许这个就是为什么在非很长一段时间里我总是会做噩梦，然后被这个噩梦吓醒。
Actually, for several years, I always had a dream where someone was chasing me.
然后在这几年来我常常会梦到说有人在追我。
I mean, monsters, I don't know, just strange things like blobs trying to come and break through the door, trying to get me, and I would wake up in a cold sweat. I would be sweating.
不管是被怪物追啊，是有人要破墙而入啊，我都会被这样的梦吓醒，然后都会冒冷汗。
And I remember at school, one of my classmates, she said,Phoebe, how come you never smile?
然后记得有一次在学校的时候，我的同学问我说：“哎 ，Phoebe， 你怎么没看过你笑过
？”And it's because when I was outside, I would always walk like this with my head down.
那平常在外面的时候，我在走路的时候，我都头低低的这样走。
And I hardly smiled.
然后我也很少笑。
And I pathetically answered her.
那
Anyway, I answered her, it's because I have nothing to smile about.
当时就有点无可奈何跟她说我没有什么值得可以让我笑的事情。
But I stand before you to say that I have everything to smile about.
那现在我在你面前我可以说我有太多理由可以让我笑。
The reason being is that Mrs. Wong, you know, took the time and invited my mom to come to church.
那第一个理由就是这个王太太她花了这么多花了这个时间跟心力来邀请我的妈妈来到真耶稣教会。
I don't know how many times she tried to invite my mom.
那我不知道她到底试了几次来邀我的母亲来这个教会。
But, you know, eventually my mom said yes.
可是无论这个过程是怎样，最后我妈妈说，好，我们来教会看看。
And even though my own mother, you know, stopped coming to church 20 years ago, you know, I thank God that God has preserved me and enabled me to continue coming to church.
甚至在20年前，我的母亲呢，已经停止来聚会了。那我还是感谢神保守我，让我今天仍然还有办法来这个教会。
And along the way, even after my mom had stopped going to church, Mrs. Huang, you know, called my mom and said, "Would it be okay for me to go and pick up your children to bring them to church?"
那甚至在我的母亲决定说不要来教会的时候，这个王太太还是会继续打电话来问她说，那你觉得，哎，我可不可以带你的小孩来教会？
And even though my mom didn't want to go herself, but thank God she said, "Okay, you can bring my children to church."
虽然我母亲她自己不想去教会，可是她却让我们去教会。
And I thank God for enabling me to get baptized, even though my father was against it in the beginning. But later on, he saw that my brother and I really wanted to get baptized. So, you know, thank God for opening the way for me to come and be baptized.
那第二个就是感谢神，就是神让我可以受洗。虽然我爸爸一开始很反对这个事情，而之后他发觉啊，我跟我弟弟非常坚持，也很想要受洗，那他就让我们受洗。
And then after Mrs. Huang moved to Canada, her children, Daniel and Tracy, gave me a ride.
那在之后，王太太就搬到加拿大。那他们的啊，他的这个儿子 Daniel 跟他的女儿Tracy， 他们常常啊，就是提供啊，就是他们会带我们来教会。
And actually, They eventually went off to college, and at the time, I don't know why, but I just, there was a period of time when I was in junior high and high school that I didn't go to church.
那我也不太记得那个在中学或是高中的时候什么原因，那有一段时间我没有去教会。
Because Tracy and Daniel went off to college.
可能是因为说这个 Tracy 跟 Daniel 他们上了大学。
But thank God, I don't know why, but... I have to backtrack. Another thing is, God has placed different people in my life to keep me in His fold.
抱歉，稍微回转一下。那我感谢神，神在我生命当中安排了不一样的人在里面，在不同的时段，他们都帮助我，可以让我继续留在教会里面。
So even though Tracy and Daniel had gone off to college, but every you know, vacation, summer vacation or winter vacation, Brother Dave Lowe would come and pick me up to take me to a spiritual convocation.
那虽然说 Daniel 跟 Tracy 他们去上了大学，可是不管，可是在暑假或是寒假的时候，这个 Dave Lowe 弟兄都会来载我去参加这个灵恩会。
And so anyway, thank God, like when I got to high school and I was able to start drive, I got my driver's license.High school.
所以在我上了高中之后呢，感谢神，我终于拿到我的驾照了。
当中 ，high school 当中。
High school 在高中的时候拿到驾照，那我就可以开车。
And at that time, I thought, once I get a car, I'm going to drive to church myself.
那我那时候对自己说，如果有一天我拿到驾照，我就要自己开车去教会。
And I remember when I got to church, I started arguing with the preacher in my head.
那我来到教会以后，我常常发现说，我常
No, the first time I came back after a long period of time of not going to church.
那在停止来教会很长的一段时间之后呢，第一次再回来教会听到的时候，在我的脑海里面，我会觉得说，好像在跟传道在辩论。
Yeah, this is my last year in high school that I came back by myself.
然后在高中的最后一年的时候，是我第一次。回来教会。
And so I thought to myself, why should I waste my time and come to church if I'm gonna be doing this, you know?
那当时我就对自己说，那为什么要来教会做这种事情？
And you know what? RE education is very important.
那现在看来，我真的是这个宗教教育是非常重要的。
Or even you know, sitting in the chapel, kids can pick up certain things.
或是简单的来说，就甚至坐在这边呢，这个小孩子都可以吸收到、认识到一些简单的道理。
Because as soon as I thought about it, like after the service, I thought, you know, about you know not coming to church anymore. Three verses popped into my head.
那在那一次的聚会结束之后呢，我脑海里面浮现了三个经节。
The first is.Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
第一个是你如果亲近神，神就必亲近你。
actually, you know, during the time that I hadn't gone to church, actually, all that time, I didn't really read the Bible, I didn't pray or anything, but for some reason that, I didn't even know where that was located, but I just remember that verse, draw near to God and He will draw near to you.
那在我停止来教会很长一段时间当中呢，我并没有查经，也没有祷告，那我不知道为什么这个经节从哪里就这样跑了出来。
And the second verse was about having a childlike heart. Childlike, 像一个小孩的心。
哦，那第二个经节是提到说你们要有这个小孩的这个心。
And the third one is ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you.
那第三个经节是敲门就给你叩门，寻找了就必寻见。
Knock.
哦，敲门必给你开门。
Okay. And then so I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to try these out.
所以当时我就对于自己说， okay， 我就这样试试看吧。
And praise the Lord, you know, He is always faithful.
那感谢神，神真的是信实的。
You know, even though I said, you know, when my father told me about, you know, do you want to see God?
那甚至当时我父亲对我说，你想要见神吗？
In that context, it's like, that's scary.
在当时那样的环境跟情况下，真的是非常的恐怖。
But now that I think about it, you know, I do want to see God.
可是现在回过头来想想，我是真的觉得说我想要见神。
But how would I have had that kind of desire if Mrs. Huang never invited my mom to come to church in the first place?
可是现在想想，如果当时这个王太太没有向我的妈妈介绍真耶稣教会的话，就算我再想，我可能也没有这样的机会。
So now, instead of feeling sorry for myself,
所以现在，与其替自己觉得可怜，
I remember that I'm a child of God.
那我现在都会知道说我是神的孩子。
Instead of seeing what I don't have,
那与其去看说我没有的，
I thank God for what I do have.
那我感谢神，这些我已经拥有的。
And instead of complaining or being part of the problem,
那与其碰到问题来抱怨这个问题,
I put my hope in God and I pray for Him for a solution.
那,
and of course, I do my best, whatever I can.
那我会把这个希望放交在神的手里，那当然我也会尽我全力去做我应该要做的事情。
And I leave the rest in God's hands.
那把剩下的都交在神的手上。
So, in conclusion,
所以我的结论是，
I hope that you gain three things from my testimony.
那从我的这个见证里面，我希望你可以收到这三个讯息。
The first is don't be afraid to invite people to come to church.
那第一个，
or Bible study or whatever.
那你不要觉得恐惧，尤其是。 你要去邀人家来，不管是查经也好，或者来聚会也好，甚至联会也好。
Whether the person is young or old, rich or poor, whatever their background is, you never know whose life you're going to change forever.
那不管这个人的身份背景多年轻、多老，是男或女， 你都不会知道说你今天向他传，你会改变到谁的命运。
Because even if they say no,
就算他们说不要，
no now doesn't mean no forever.
现在说不要，并不代表说他永远都会说不要。
And not only that, someone that they know may say yes.
也许他们所认识的人会说好。
The second thing I hope you gain from this is, you know, try those three verses. Even if you've been a long-time believer, you know, try those three verses. If you feel that you're far away from God, the three verses that helped me were draw near to God and He'll draw near to you.
那第二信息我希望你们可以接受的就是，当你不知道怎么做的时候，想想这三个经节，譬如说第一个，你亲近神，神就必亲近你。
The second is have a childlike heart.
然后有像小孩这样一般的心智。
And the third is ask and you will receive.
那,
seek and you will find, and knock and the door will be open to you.
那最后一个，你求，就给，他就必给你，敲门，他就必给你开门。 然后寻求就必寻见。
And the third thing is, you have to establish a relationship with God.
那最后一个就是，我们跟神都需要建立这样的一个关系。
He is our best friend.
神是我们最好的朋友。
And you know, people will come and go in our lives.
那我们知道，跟我们有关系的人可能是在我们生命中是来来往往的。
Strangers may hurt you.
也许陌生人会伤害你。
Maybe even a brother or sister in church might hurt you.
甚至在教会的弟兄或姐妹，也许都有可能有这机会伤害你。
Or maybe those closest to you can hurt you.
甚至对你最亲近的人都有这个机会伤害你。
But you know what? God is always there for you, so don't ever forget it.
可是千万不要忘记的一件事就是，神永远都在那里。
So don't ever be afraid to ask God for help.
所以永远不要觉得做难来向神提出这个。
He is always faithful.
他是神是信实的。
And he'll never let you down.
然后他不会让你失望的。
May all the praise and glory be unto his name.
愿一切的荣耀和颂赞都归于他的名。
感谢主耶稣，谢谢惠比姐妹的见证。
We thank God and also thanks to Phoebe for her wonderful testimony.
我们来看一个经文。
Let's read a verse.
哥林多前书十五章第十节。
First Corinthians.
十五章第十节。
Chapter 15, verse 10.
十五章第十节。
Chapter 15, verse 10 of First Corinthians.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的啊！保罗说他今日成了何等人。
And Paul mentioned that,
十五章第十节。
十五章第十。Verse ten. But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
所以菲比他见证他今天可以享受神的恩惠的一个过程。
And today, Phoebe testified how the process made in this in her life.
就是神的恩惠带给她的。
And this this brought by God's grace.
我们看到有些人他可能有一些比较不一样的个性，比如说像 hyperactive 啦，或者是有一些毛病，所以。他不晓得怎么对待家人。
And sometimes in our life, we might see someone do possess this characteristics, something like hyperactive, or they don't know how to treat their parents, how to treat their close ones.
所以有时候我们的家人呢，尤其小朋友，尤其当父母亲有一些病的时候。常常会在一个相当负面的环境成长。
So, sometimes if parents encounter some problem, then they cannot solve. They might took on their children, and their children might grew up in a negative environment.
所以菲比说她来到教会有一种家的感觉。
So that's why she mentioned when she came to church, she had this feeling of being home.
因为在家没有一种温暖的感觉。
Because even in her own house or her own home, she cannot feel this warmth.
她洗礼之后有一个重担掉下来。
And after she was baptized, she felt like this burden was dropped.
因为在她的成长过程当中是活在恐惧当中。
Because the way she was raised up is actually alive in fear.
耶稣说劳苦挑重担的可以到他这里来。
Jesus had ever said that for those who bear burden may come to me.
在神里面他得到一种爱的包围，一种恐惧的释放。
And in Jesus he was free, he was free from those fears.
所以他也提醒我们要常常伸出爱的手。
So, that's why she mentioned that in our daily life, we should reach out our hands.
能够带给别人福音。
And bring this gospel to other people.
因为神的爱可以普及那些需要的人。
Because God's love can actually reach to those who are in need.
啊，最后谈到，其实神是我们最好的朋友。
And lastly, she mentioned that God is our best friend.
啊，所以我们要紧紧抓住神。
That's why we should hold on tight.
感谢神美好的见证。
Thank God for this wonderful testimony.
一起默祷。
So, have a silent prayer.